Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now a clear sky and 38 degrees. President Biden is reportedly eyeing action to lower gas prices for Americans struggling with inflation. Fox's Sean Langill reports from Washington.
Energy prices soared nearly 5% from September to October, and according to AAA, the average gallon of gas costs roughly $3.42 nationwide. That's up from about $2.11 just a year ago. Those rising fuel costs are reportedly prompting the Biden administration to order the release of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which is typically only done when supplies are disrupted by natural disasters. However, some economists say it will only have a short-term impact on gas prices. Still, the White House says no decision has been made just yet, and the administration is considering what they call a range of tools. In Washington, Sean Langill, Fox News.
Kansas will soon make it easy for workers to claim religious exemptions from COVID-19 vaccine requirements and promise unemployment benefits to people who are fired after refusing the shots. Kansas expects to join other states in resisting federal mandates from President Joe Biden because the GOP-controlled legislature passed a measure Monday night. Governor Laura Kelly angered some fellow Democrats in the legislature by promising to sign the GOP's measure. The votes were 24 to 11 in the Senate and 77 to 34 in the House during a one-day special legislative session. At today's workshop, the Wichita City Council will talk about food. Mayor Brandon Whipple tells KNSS News.
We'll be discussing healthy foods and how to, you know, what is our role in encouraging response to food deserts. What we know is when you look at food deserts, we have places that are lower income that actually have less access to healthy food, which causes more health problems in our communities.
Whipple's comment, he commented that is during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS. A 49-year-old man from Omaha, Nebraska, is hospitalized in critical condition after being struck while crossing a road on the Truman Sports Complex property in Kansas City, Missouri, during a Chiefs game. Police say the man was struck by a car Sunday afternoon about 25 minutes after the start of the game between the Dallas Cowboys and the Kansas City Chiefs. The driver stopped at the scene. Last month, 66-year-old Stephen Hickel of Wichita was killed when he was struck by two hit-and-run drivers near Arrowhead Stadium. His death prompted a bicycle and pedestrian safety advocacy group to renew calls to make the area safer. A jury in Georgia will begin deliberations today in the murder trial of three white men accused of murdering Ahmed Arbery, who was black.
In closing arguments, prosecutor Linda Donikoski told the Glynn County jury that Greg and Travis McMichael and William Bryan had no legitimate reason to pursue a citizen's arrest in the first place against Ahmaud Arbery, which made them the aggressors, she said, as they chased Arbery in their cars while Arbery was running. They were demanding that he stop.
And they were going to make him, absolutely make him stop. We're going to point a shotgun at you. That'll make you stop.
Travis McMichael is the one who shot Arbery, and his defense attorney, Jason Sheffield, told jurors that Arbery eventually ran toward Travis.
There is no question that Ahmaud's hands are on this gun.
So he argued that Travis shot him in self-defense. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Kyle Rittenhouse has spoken for the first time since his acquittal last week. Fox's Laura Engel reports.
In the interview filmed last Friday with Tucker Carlson just after his acquittal, Kyle Rittenhouse defended his actions last summer after being found not guilty on all five charges in connection to the shootings of three people during violent and racially charged protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin, after the police-involved shooting of Jacob Blake. Rittenhouse giving his personal insight into the night in question, as some members of the media and some in politics called the verdict a miscarriage of justice.
I said I had to do it. I was just attacked. I was dizzy. I was vomiting. I couldn't breathe.
Rittenhouse adding that if he was convicted, no one would ever be privileged to defend themselves against attackers.
Rittenhouse says his motives were not racially motivated and that he supports Black Lives Matter. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS on a Tuesday morning. 6:10 now, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Things in traffic in Wichita this morning. All those traffic conditions are actually looking pretty good out there at the moment. Traffic volume's picking up. I'm not seeing huge slowdowns out there yet. At average gasoline price, probably $3.05 a gallon. I'm actually seeing lower prices out there and fewer of those $3.05 gasoline prices. But there are just a few that are a little bit higher than that. Best I've seen so far today, 13th and Tyler. $2.84 a gallon, right around 13th and Tyler. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
I noticed yesterday afternoon some prices, like you say, below $3 a gallon. So there you go. Let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a clear sky, we have a quiet start to our morning here in south central Kansas, but winds really start picking up this afternoon out of the south. Gusting as high as 40 miles per hour, sunny with a high 67. Clouds sticking around tonight will keep us from getting as cold, our low 52. The cold front arrives on Wednesday with a high 63. Thanksgiving Day, our high in the mid-40s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now a clear sky, 38 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 3 miles per hour. 6:12, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Just a quick comment and speculation on the gasoline prices. The president is indicating that he's going to jump in and sell some of the reserve or something like that to bring the gasoline prices down. I think they're already headed down. And, we've already heard that the crude oil prices have gone down. Well, it's going to take a little bit for that to get to the pump, but they're already on the way down. So he may be waiting to they start down. He's going to jump on a bandwagon so he can take credit for it. I don't know. But I think they're already – you already said it, Jed. They're on the way down, I think.
Yeah. They do seem to be trending down. And then again, it's not like the retailers need much of a incentive to, bump things up a little bit to make some bigger profits.
Well, so. I don't think we're going to see gasoline below $2 for Pete's sake, but I think it's on the way down. All right, 6:12, Steve and Ted. On this Tuesday morning, November 23rd, 2021, we had a sunny day across central Kansas. Monday, Wichita's high temperature was 59 degrees, normal high for the date 54, so we were just a couple of ticks above normal. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hello there.
I've been seeing a little round moon out there the last few days. It's small, but it's round, like a full moon almost.
I did not notice the moon this morning.
Okay. Today
might be setting in the west.
On this date in 1963, President Lyndon B. Johnson proclaimed November 25th, the day of national mourning, following the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. Yesterday was the anniversary, as we said yesterday. Told you about that on Steve and Ted. Now, police in Waukesha, Wisconsin, say the SUV driver who plowed into a Christmas parade in suburban Milwaukee, killing at least 5 people and injuring 48, was leaving the scene of a domestic dispute just minutes earlier. Police Chief Dan Thompson says there's no evidence Sunday's bloodshed was a terrorist attack or that the suspect, Daryl Brooks Jr., knew anyone in the parade. Chief says Brooks acted alone, that he left the domestic disturbance before police arrived and wasn't being chased by police at the time of the crash. Who knows what got into this guy's head? I'll give you some more background on him a little bit later on, but I'll tell you this much. The guy has been in trouble with the law for years.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be surprised at all the things he's done, and he's still out running around driving a car into people and killing people. He's still out there. Yeah, the overcrowded prisons, I understand all that, but gosh, some of these people. And who knows? He could have been on meth, could have had some sort of a hallucination, whatever. But if you see the video of that thing, the guy was driving fast, right into the middle of those people.
Just into people.
Didn't look like he was going to slow down either. All right, the president of a police union in the Denver suburb of Aurora, Colorado, has been put on paid administrative leave by the police department. The move comes after Doug Wilkinson emailed the group's 240 union members last week calling a diversity program sexist and racist. The union chief was idled a day after the email went out, and multiple officers complained the email mocked efforts to diversify the police force, saying the city and state should, quoting here, make sure to hire 10% illegal aliens, 50% weed smokers, 10% crackheads, and a few child molesters and murderers. Wilkinson said that would make the department look like the community. Well, I see the attempt there.
Sure, he's being heavily sarcastic.
Yeah, but...
Very inappropriate.
Highly sarcastic can sometimes be, like you say, terribly inappropriate. All right, so he's in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
If you heard our news this morning, the Kansas legislature has passed a bill that would protect people who get fired because of the mandate, any kind of mandate on the COVID-19 vaccination. Now, there's more to it than that. And basically, if you claim religious grounds, you can get out of it pretty easily. But they've made a move to it, and the Republican-controlled legislature has passed all this stuff, and Governor Kelly said she's going to sign it. So a Democrat who's, I think has displeased some of her party members, but she says, I'm going to sign that. But it looks like it's, in my opinion, pretty fair treatment of folks who just don't want to get the vaccine. And not that I agree with that 100%, but, people have to be protected, I think. All right, it's 6:16, Steve and Ted this morning. Hey, do you know what? Yeah, Shelly and I thought, well, you know what we're going to do this evening, this afternoon, late afternoon? She had her Monday rehearsal for Handel's Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
The Wichita Choral Society is going to put that on this Sunday at 2 p.m. That's at Country Acres Baptist Church. Shelly's one of the sopranos there.
Yeah, we're only 5 days out.
We thought,
are they ready?
Yeah, I think they are. So we beforehand, though, let's go over to Dylan's and get this and that, and then we'll go by Nola's and pick up pizza on West 13th. So she cried and called and called, and line was busy. So I said, well, let's just drop by there and face-to-face make an order. Dropped in, the place was locked up. Nobody there. Nothing on the window that says, hey, we're gone for lunch, nothing like that. But then I found out a little bit later on that one's been closed.
Really?
That store is closed.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they got two others. They got one downtown. Where's the other one? Jet out east someplace.
Near us.
Yeah.
Central Rock.
Central Rock.
So apparently still open. But the one out west on 13th in my neighborhood, like everything in the Riverside neighborhood, retail-wise, it'll go away. Everything good goes away. I mean,
that's news to me.
Riverside.
It was in the newspaper last week.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know about it, and I went over. It's not a big deal. We went and got something else. Went over to West Street Burgers and got a hamburger.
Yeah, there you go.
There's still places to go. Alternatives. All right, 6:18 now, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It is time for Leadoff Sports on this Tuesday morning with Ted Woodward. Ted.
Yeah, the K-State men's basketball team in action last night up at the Hall of Fame Classic semifinals at Kansas City, Missouri at the T-Mobile Center. 9,400 fans on hand. K-State and 12th-ranked Arkansas. Kansas State was not ready to answer the bell in this one. Horrible first half. K-State was down 18 points at halftime. They did rally and cut it to 6 with a minute to go, but couldn't quite get over the hump. Arkansas beat the Cats 72-64. Both teams were horrible from three-point range. I guess they weren't ready to shoot in a big building yet. K-State in the first half only shot 26% from the field, 0 for 10 from three-point range, and 8 turnovers. So they dug themselves too big a hole. And never got the offense going. Only a season-low 7 assists for the Cats last night.
Where were they playing?
At the T-Mobile Center, downtown Kansas City.
Oh, downtown Kansas City, the big arena. Okay. Yeah. Well, sometimes you just, in a strange arena, you can't shoot.
Well, Arkansas, yeah, neither team shot well
Arkansas
from three-point range.
Okay.
But didn't get it going. All right, so now K-State is in the consolation game of the tournament tonight. K-State taking on 14th-ranked Illinois. 6 o'clock tip-off. That'll be nationally televised on ESPN News. K-State, last time they beat Illinois was 41 years ago in the Elite Eight of the NCAA tournament.
Whoa.
K-State is a 9-point underdog against the Illini tonight. And, of course, former K-State player and assistant coach Brad Underwood, head coach at Illinois. There you go. There's your matchup there tonight up in Kansas City. The Wichita State women's basketball team is home this evening at Koch Arena. The Shocker Ladies, coming off a 3-game road trip, are hosting Prairie View A&M to start a 4-game homestand. The Shocker Ladies are off to a 3-1 start on the season, tipping off at 6 o'clock tonight at Koch. We have a men's basketball game on the west side of town tonight for Friends University. It's the 12th-ranked team in the nation comes into town. It's 12th-ranked Bethel visiting Friends. Men's game at about 8 o'clock tonight. Pro basketball in the NBA last night. The Phoenix Suns go into San Antonio and beat the Spurs 115-111. Coming off the bench for the Suns, former Wichita State Shocker Landry Shamet. He made 3 three-pointers on his way to 11 points and 5 assists. Phoenix Suns now on a 13-game winning streak. They are the number 2 team in the NBA right now. And Landry Shamet helping out off the bench. And that's sports with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
Yep.
Joe Rogan is going to be at Intrust Bank Arena coming up on Friday, December 3rd, a week from Friday. And we've got some more tickets to give away to go see Joe Rogan at Intrust. I've got 2 more to give away right now. Call me at 869-1330. And we'll get you 2 tickets to go to Joe Rogan at Intrust Bank Arena next week.
6:21 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. How can you start a morning routine and stick to it? That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 on a Tuesday morning, 38 degrees. Authorities say a man was killed and 2 Kansas City, Kansas police officers injured in an altercation. Police spokeswoman Nancy Chartrand says police responded Monday afternoon to the city's Coronado neighborhood after receiving a report that someone was standing in a road looking at the sky and jumping in front of traffic. An altercation ensued and a gun was discharged. It wasn't immediately clear who fired the weapon or whether it went off intentionally or accidentally. The man who had been the focus of the call died at a hospital. Two officers also were taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. No other details were immediately released, including the name of the man who died.
Wichita's new Riverfront Stadium was converted from a baseball diamond to a football field for a community college game on Sunday. More than 2,000 fans showed up. Mayor Brandon Whipple tells KNSS News the stadium was designed for multiple uses.
It's a year-round place where the community can come and gather and make memories. So I know they're heading in that direction. The ability to turn a baseball field into a football field and to have a successful event, I think, is going to fuel ideas for what comes next.
Whipple commented during Mondays with the Mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
A federal judge has ordered Kansas to suspend a new law prohibiting out-of-state groups from mailing advance ballot applications, siding with two national nonprofit groups that contend it disenfranchises voters.
The judge granted the preliminary injunction against the law sought by Vote America and the Voter Participation Center. She also rejected the state's efforts to dismiss the lawsuit. The judge noted in her ruling the critical constitutional issues that still need to be decided in the case, finding that the public interest leans in favor of preliminarily blocking the law. She also wrote that the voting rights groups are likely to succeed in the lawsuit on their claim that the state law restricts their ability to engage in protected First Amendment activity. In a separate state lawsuit challenging a different voting provision, a county district judge in September denied four groups' requests to temporarily block the law, expressing strong doubts about arguments that it hinders efforts to register and educate Kansas voters.
Kansas Information Network's Brett Swigert reporting.
President Biden chooses to stay the course at the Federal Reserve, nominating Jerome Powell to a second term leading the Fed.
President Biden opted for convention and signaled a need to keep a steady hand at the Federal Reserve, nominating Jerome Powell to a second four-year term as Fed chairman.
In the last administration, he stood up to unprecedented political interference, and in doing so, successfully maintained the integrity and credibility of his institution.
If confirmed for a second term, Powell will continue leading Fed policy over inflation and interest rates.
Other key priorities include vigilantly guarding the resilience and stability of the financial system, addressing evolving risks from climate change and cyber attacks.
The top Democrat and Republican on the Senate's Banking Committee are signaling support for Powell. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Those considering fish instead of turkey for Thanksgiving dinner had better think again.
With turkey scarce as Thanksgiving approaches, some consumers are turning to fish. But rising inflation is hitting the seafood industry as well. Fresh fish prices have risen 11% versus last year. The biggest increases have been on items like crab and clams. And prices are so high that some restaurants are pulling them from the menu altogether. And those affected aren't large corporations that can more easily weather the storm. Mike Ungaro, the president and CEO of San Pedro Fish Market, tells me they're most often small businesses like his family-owned shop.
The price of everything's so high. So, you know, we've been stuck is how do we build and strengthen our brand in this unexpected supply chain shutdown that we never anticipated, and I don't think most people did.
So whether you're nabbing a turkey or seafood for your holiday dinner, make sure you do so immediately. Kelly O'Grady for Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We have a clear sky here in Wichita with a gradual warm-up expected throughout today. Sunny and low 60s at lunchtime, 67 later on this afternoon with strong south winds. Cloudy overnight, low 52. A cold front arrives tomorrow afternoon with a high 63. On Thanksgiving Day, sunny, breezy, and 45. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a clear sky, 38 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 3 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by The Monarch, several times voted one of the best bourbon bars in America. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio at The Monarch, 579 West Douglas in Delano. 6:34 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS on this Tuesday morning, November 23rd. It was on this date in 2000, the year 2000, in a setback for Al Gore. The Florida Supreme Court refused to order Miami-Dade County officials to resume hand counting its Election Day ballots. Meanwhile, Gore's lawyers argued in a brief filed with the U.S. Supreme Court that the high court should stay out of the Florida election controversy. You know, just about nothing went Al Gore's way on that 2000 election.
Yeah.
And, of course, George Bush took the White House.
Mm-hmm.
That was on this date in 2000. A Tampa, Florida family that put up their Christmas lights early has managed to light a huge controversy with the Homeowners Association.
Maffa
family says it hired a company to put up holiday decorations in their yard on November 6th because they couldn't climb the roof themselves, and that was the only time workers were available.
Okay.
Now they're facing fines for violating an HOA rule about installing lights early. If they don't come down, the Maffas can be fined $100 a day up to $1,000. The Maffas say they have no plans to remove the lights, but have offered to keep them until Thanksgiving. Keep them off until Thanksgiving.
Yeah, which seems fairly reasonable.
Yeah.
Don't even turn them on.
Well, the HOA says rules are rules.
Oh, wow.
But that the board is open to discussing changes. They can have a board meeting.
A bunch of jerks.
You can have a board meeting, everybody says, oh, let them have it, gosh. Homeowners Association, HOAs.
Yeah.
An interesting deal. I don't operate under one of those in the Riverside neighborhood. We're all kind of
laissez-faire. I have one member of the HOA. It's me.
Yeah.
It's my home.
You get to be like a dictator. You can do whatever you want. You put up those decorations whenever you want and do what you ever want. But, my daughter lives in a neighborhood like that. And frankly, she tells me some stories about the kids being prohibited from going into the swimming pool, you know, for different reasons. You have too many guests, you know. It's ridiculous. You know, you can't fly any flags. You can't fly any flags.
Even the American flag.
Not even the American flag. No. So I don't know. I guess they're well intentioned in so many ways, but they do have neighborhoods, and she lives in a neighborhood that it's a beautiful neighborhood, great houses, great people. But pardon me, but to me and my own untrained eye, the houses all look the same.
Well, that's what you get sometimes.
Yeah. There's a uniformity there. But if you go into Riverside neighborhood, you got a mansion, a dump, a mansion, a dump. I mean, it's a whole different ballgame.
Charm there.
How about Des Moines, Iowa? Ever been there?
Many times.
Have you really? I've been through once. For a city to have its downtown area described as upscale and funky might be a compliment, but when the funk of a would-be trendy area is caused by the smell of a pork processing plant and rendering plant, that's not good.
Mm.
So it goes in Des Moines, Iowa, where residents of a redeveloped downtown are beefing about the smell of pigs and the rendering plant. They're killing the urban vibe. Des Moines officials have launched a study with the goal of finally and literally clearing the air in Des Moines. I got to tell you, if they've had that for a while, it's not going to be easy to get that out of
there. No.
I mean, having resided in Dodge City briefly as a child, I can tell you that old those stockyards, when that wind's out of the right direction, you're going to smell.
Here we go. Yep.
Of course, I lived in Emporia for a while. The mix that I found the worst was they had that what used to be, and I don't know what it is now, the Dolly Madison Bakery, and then IBP, the beef product place, in the same place when you could smell the, you know,
good stuff.
Sweet icing smell mixed with slaughterhouse.
All right. Well, let's get on with our livestock update today. KNSS Commodities Update. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities with us, as always. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Well, last week's cattle and feed report did not have any real influence on our cattle futures yesterday, but last week's cash movement and price did. Five area feed yards sold almost 100,000 head of cattle. Kansas sold almost 15,000 head at the price of $133.05, which is $1.38 higher than the previous week. The live cattle and feeders made new highs for the current move higher and closed positive Monday. The lean hogs traded mixed and closed positive. The cold storage report showed that both beef and pork stocks were lower than year-ago levels. At the close, February live cattle, $1.27 higher, $138.97. January feeder, 77 cents higher, $161.70. And Feb hogs, 55 cents higher at $83.02. Now, wet weather concerns with Australian wheat harvest pushed Chicago and Kansas City wheat into new contract highs and positive closes yesterday. The corn and soybeans also closed positive, but did not trade above last week's highs. The weekly export inspections were not very impressive yesterday, and the winter wheat good to excellent condition rating is 44%, down 2 points from last week. Kansas is at 61%. At the moment, March KC wheat's 4¾ cents higher at 871¼. March corn down 2¼ at 581¾. January beans down 8.25 at $12.66. January crude oil trading 25 cents lower at $76.52. December gold $10.10 lower at $1,796.20. December S&P 0.75 lower at 4,678. December dollar index is 3 cents higher at $96.57. And December Dow Jones futures 15 points higher at 35,587. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TOM.
All right, talking about the hog rendering plant in Des Moines and the odor there. What is the worst livestock odor for an urban area, you think?
Oh,
I kind of think turkey may be worse.
I would have to say that, you know, the smell that comes off of cattle feed yards is not nearly as offensive as what comes off rendering plants. You know, that's pretty offensive.
Yeah.
But, you know, you talk about, you know, they're complaining about the smell in Des Moines, Iowa. I think what's really offensive is when you go into some of our big cities in Colorado and it smells like you're at a pot festival. All the pot smoking you can smell in the air.
Well, I got to confess to you, I wouldn't know what that smells like.
Oh, go to Colorado and you figure it out real quick. Like,
really? I tell you something.
Wow.
I covered a news story when Sedgwick County Sheriff's Department out by Lake Afton, they took about 50 tons of seized pot out there and burned it and invited the media to come out and stand downwind.
And the media's like, so?
Hey, man. That's quite a deal.
Well, that explains a lot of things, Steve.
it really does. I know we were kids, of course, my grandmother was a Methodist minister. And for a year or two, she had a church in I think, Hiawatha, Kansas, up in the northeast corner. And it was a mile or two out of town. And it was a farm that they let her live on. Nice house. But they had some hogs on there. It was a hog farm, and that was pretty grim for about a day or two. And you get used to it, you know?
Yeah,
you really do. But they're never
I know exactly what Jad's talking about because I come from up there in the Emporia area, and you would think that the smell, that sweet smell from Dolly Madison, would be something that you'd never get tired of. But even after a while, it gets become sickening to smell that sweetness all the time.
Really?
That's absolutely correct.
Well, and then another smell that I don't know if they still get it downtown over here, pretty east of downtown a little bit, where the Bond Bread used to be down there. I don't know if they're still there or not. I doubt it. But I know when we were growing up, he drove down that way. That bread breaking in the morning, I don't think you ever get tired of that. That smells pretty good. All right?
I bet you everybody's enjoying their breakfast listening to this.
They are. Just know this, Steve and Ted in the morning have the sweet smell of success.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Amen, brother.
Coming up an hour from now, we're going to talk with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner, as we do every morning at 7:35.
Another sweetie.
There's a sweetheart. Keep it here for that. 6:43 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. Don Grant, Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP. Coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Good morning, Steve. It's head of the morning, 6:47 KNSS on a Tuesday morning. Three big things. City Council will discuss food deserts in Wichita at a workshop meeting.
Two.
Kansas legislature passes bill to protect workers from vaccine mandates.
One.
President Biden reportedly considering action to reduce gasoline prices. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Continue to watch for traffic slowdowns downtown Wichita. There were reports of people, even two different people, maybe walking around in traffic right around where Kellogg meets the Central Business District area. Just reports of at least maybe even a couple of different people walking around in traffic there. So just be extra careful, especially with traffic volumes picking up like they are right now. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DuBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Sunny and breezy today with a high of 67 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 52. Wednesday, mostly cloudy. Tomorrow's high, 63 degrees. Now a clear sky, southeast wind at 3 miles per hour, and 38 degrees. 6:49, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSX. Wall Street stocks ended mixed Monday.
Markets initially giving the thumbs up to President Biden's choice to lead the Federal Reserve, but stocks turning lower in the day. Biden reappointing the Federal Reserve Chairman Jay Powell to a second term, saying he prizes policy continuity. Lyle Brainard to serve as vice chair. Banks and insurers rallied on the news. Investors were closely watching Biden's choice as progressive groups mounted a last-minute effort to pressure the president to tap Brainard. Tesla shares rose after Chief Executive Elon Musk tweeted that the Model S Plaid might be coming to China around March. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
The Dow closed up 17 points, the S&P down 15, and the Nasdaq lost 203 points trading on Wall Street. Monday, Boston Mayor Michelle Wu has signed an ordinance designed to divest the city from fossil fuels. The ordinance signed Monday by the new mayor will prohibit the use of public funds from being invested in the stocks, securities, or other obligations of any company which derives more than 15% of its revenue from fossil fuels. The ordinance also extends to companies deriving more than 15% of revenue from tobacco products or private prison industries. That's in Boston. A strong ordinance there. Former President Barack Obama's foundation says it has received a $100 million donation from Amazon founder Jeff Bezos that it says is the largest individual contribution it has received to date. Separately, New York University Langone...
Oh, bless you. Sorry about
Bayhorn
that.
Health. where was I? Has said it has received $166 million from a gift from the Bezos and his family. Now, think about that, Ted. $100 million. That's quite a lot of money, isn't it? But you're worth about $100 billion.
Yeah, it's just kind of a drop in the bucket there, like, for him.
You know, I would just say Jeff Bezos is a cheap man. He's cheap.
Hey, could you go back to the Boston story again?
Yeah, okay.
So what is Boston not going to do?
Well, prohibit the use of public funds from being invested. You know, like
Does Boston have money to invest?
Well, I think they may be talking about pensions more than anything. I think that's the place where they You know, I saw that kind of thing. We saw it several years ago in South Africa. Remember that?
Yeah.
They were divesting.
I didn't know individual cities, though, had sizable enough money to... Okay, I see what you're saying, the pension.
The pension.
All right.
Okay, 6:52, Steve and Ted. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. And I don't really understand what he's talking about. It's something to do with inheritance taxes.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Well, before you gloss over when I talk about taxes, cost basis, and step-ups, hear me out. This is a very simple concept and easy to follow, but it's a concept that between spouses is often missed, costing thousands. Under the current estate tax code, when someone dies and their assets are inherited by, say, a child, the holding is stepped up to its current value for the heir. Let's say that I bought a 1967 Mustang GT500 from the dealership for $10,000, when I died, my son inherits the car, now worth, say, $250,000. The cost basis is stepped up to $250,000. That means that if he were to sell it now, he would pay no capital gains. Had I sold it when I was alive, I would have had a gain of $240,000 and therefore should pay taxes on that amount. Consult your tax expert. It's very important. Step-ups are common between parents and their kids, but they are sometimes missed when a spouse dies and leaves assets to the survivor. If a couple has a joint investment account, let's say that they had purchased 10 shares of an electric car manufacturer's stock for, say, $100 a share. They invested $1,000. Soon, the stock appreciates to $1,100 per share, and one spouse dies. Now their holdings are worth $11,000. Since the spouse who died had 50% ownership, half of the investment can be stepped up to its value on the date of death. So one half of the initial investment of $1,000 is $500. The value of that half is now $5,500, half of $11,000. If the surviving spouse sells all 10 shares, he or she will have to pay capital gains on just half of that gain. The survivor's half is also $5,500, and in the initial investment was $500, so she will have to pay capital gains of $5,000. That is calculated by subtracting the initial investment amount from her or his half of the proceeds from the sales. The mistake that is often made is not stepping up the deceased spouse's portions of the holding when the surviving spouse sells holdings. If you live in a community property state, this may be handled much differently. Of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222. Just make sure you ask for Don Grant.
All right, thank you, Don. 655, Stephen Ted. Today is National Espresso Day. Whether you sip one cup or keep buzzing all day long, the word espresso in Italian means quick in time. Before the advent of the espresso machine, espresso was simply a coffee expressly made for the person ordering it. It was also made with the recently roasted and freshly ground beans. The cup was brewed shortly before serving. In the late 1800s, this practice was commonplace in cafes and restaurants. National Espresso Day. Kind of a snobbish way to drink coffee, I guess, Ted.
Or at least a more expensive way places to charge for it.
There you go. All right, 6:55, Steve at 10 in the morning. Hey, coming up at 7 o'clock this morning, our KNSS News. This morning, President Biden may take action to reduce gas prices. We have that story and more news top of the hour. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.